This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Welcome again, our listeners at Rock 103 in Fayetteville, North Carolina. That would be Fort Bragg and Ted, your favorite station, Rock 100.5, The Cat, in Oklahoma City. Let's give a few extra liners here. All right, here we go. You're listening to The Men's Room on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
Oh, that was a weird one. Hang on, let me get a sip of water.
All right, let's do this. Oh, the other ones were awesome. That one was weird.
They occasionally want us to do some IDs. You know, some of them are doing promos. We're just going to take care of this crap right now. Here we go, right? We want to thank our listeners coming in right now at Rock 100.5, The Cat.
Jesus. I don't know why I do the claw every time.
And everyone else joining us, too. Big show for you today. We've got Ryan Castle, Drunk in Charge, coming in to sit and spin 10 songs that are surprisingly not about sex. Men's Room rules on the way. And again, profile this. And today we're going to talk about what happened when technology did someone dirty. And Ray Allen, former NBA player, he got catfished by a guy who was sending all kinds of things to his family and harassing them. And then the guy who was catfishing him claims no. In fact, Ray Allen was harassing him.
So yeah, he poses a bunch of different women that said they want to have sex with him, basically, and Ray was all about it.
And then we have a sex toy that...
Here's my other question, though. If you're anybody, wouldn't you be scared to death of random people in your DMs now?
Like,
how many athletes are going to go through this?
I don't know. Like, it seems to be if someone's
married. See, that's the whole thing that changes with him.
Mm-hmm. Then we have the a sex toy that runs off of an app on your phone. So you can control the sex toy through the app.
Do we need that?
You know what? Like anything else that goes to your phone, I'm not sure where that information goes. But, in fact, one user said, hey, you know, I looked on my phone and then I see this file and it was recording while the while the unit was in action.
So.
Dude, it's like, you ever been watching a video and you like, I don't know, something happens. You get distracted, right? So you stop watching the video. But then, like, when you click on, like, the home screen, it just kind of has, like, the name of what the video you're watching is.
Okay.
So, like, instead of just, like, clicking the button and it's, like, the time and how much battery power, it'd also be, like, you're like, Big Busty Blonde does.
Okay. All right.
Sometimes I get caught with that one.
What do you mean that you leave
it? Like, I'll forget that the video's on there. Okay. So then the initial screen on my phone, for some reason, only if you have a video, like, halfway through playing, well, just the name will pop up.
Oh, okay.
So if you just walked by.
Mama takes it from behind, right? Like, oh, damn. Yeah, hang on. Let me get that. My bad.
Real My office bad, everybody. Suits.
Good times. Good times. And then we had the cops that had to go to a party in Maine because one of the kids butt-dialed 911, so the cops came and broke up the party. And as all that was going down, the woman who owned the house, she was charged with allowing minors to consume alcohol, all that crap. But that was not the end of the night. They kept on partying. But the cops did get a real 911 call from the house after a 36-year-old guy pulled a gun on the kid who'd done the butt dialing. I guess apparently pissed off that he accidentally ratted everybody out. So our question, what happened when technology did someone dirty? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Yeah, technology did a friend of mine dirty because he stopped by my house to buy some weed off me, and I really didn't have any for sale. And he was on his way to work in the morning, and I was watching the morning news and saw him bend down below his dash to take it off the pipe. And about then, I realized about half my stash was gone.
So wait a minute. He what? Stole weed from
wait
you?
Wait a minute.
Like, run this by us again,
what was
man?
That stoner giggle at the end there, man? My God. You give yourself away. Yeah. So, okay, so how did technology do you dirty? You had him over to his house, right?
No, he stopped by my house.
Okay.
He tried to buy some weed from me, and all I had was a little bit of stash. And on his way to work, the traffic came on 145th, showed the traffic all stopped up, and I saw him bend down below his dash, and I told you he was taking it a weed.
Oh, you mean you saw him on television?
Yeah, on the morning news.
Oh, okay.
Wait, so he's on the morning news unknowingly smoking a pipe in his car.
Right, and about half my stash was gone, so I knew where he got the weed he was smoking.
Uh-huh. So, okay. All right. Well, that is technology.
Well, did you call? Did you get your weed back? Did you call him and say, "Hey, man, I saw you on the news"?
Yeah, I called him and told him what truck was next to him and the car on the other side of him.
Yeah, because he remembers that.
Yeah, and he's like, "Oh man, I just needed some." Yeah, I'm like, "Well, you owe me about double at least."
Okay. Well, you got great friends.
That is not the
story. I never thought I would go over
here
to buy weed from someone and then steal more.
Steal the weed and then get busted on traffic cam smoking the guy's weed.
Speaking of drugs.
I mean, I've heard that story a bunch, but from like people in like their late teens or early 20s. And
well,
just...
I like that he called the guy in his car to be like, "Hey, man, there's a truck on your left. Mm-hmm. There's a station wagon on your right, and you're smoking my weed." And dude's like, "Oh, my bad."
Now, how long was this news report?
Exactly. Well, you do.
Well, it's bad traffic,
and
right?
I guess in Don's defense, I never really thought about the fact that we've been talking about television today, but in the world that we live in, you will see a number of videos out there where there are people who, like, they might be walking through the corridors of a basketball game, NBA game, whatever, holding hands.
Talk about the couple at the Hawks game?
Yeah, and then, you know, there's a reporter doing a live stand-up, uh-huh. Or maybe they're just doing a live shot as people are leaving the arena or whatever. And these two people should not be seen together, holding hands, or God forbid, some of the other guys just don't realize that, you know, they'll take a girlfriend courtside. That does not work out well. Just kiss cams, all kinds of strange things. We're like, look, I don't know if everybody wants these people to know that they're together at this event, but, you know, technology.
That there is that famous one. I think it's the one you're talking about. Because the reporter is like, you know, just right there where they're selling sodas or whatever.
All right.
So it's just a couple that walks by, and the dude looks over and notices the red light of the camera. And he stops, lets go of the girl's hand, says something, and they both go the opposite direction.
Yeah, much exactly. More subtle.
Right?
I mean, God damn, man.
What happened when technology did someone dirty? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Corey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, I've got a good story for when technology did me dirty. So
okay, you called the right place.
Just so happens we're doing that today. Money.
All right. So basically, it was kind of like you were talking about earlier with the top bar on your phone. Basically, I was had watching an adult video, and later on in my car, for some reason, my stereo Bluetooth stereo shows up with like the name of you know hours later after you know being done watching it.
Wait, and, is anyone else in your vehicle?
Yes, my girlfriend was in the car, and like I seen it happen and was like, oh man, I need to you know, and I was like fiddling with the volume and like trying to like play something else on my phone in order to like make it go away faster without you know anyone noticing.
How much did you hear?
Well, there was no sound. It was just the name, you know. It just said, like,
okay.
You know.
So, like, oh, the name right guess, on my, Mr. Gordon.
On my deal, so yeah, I just had to make the words go away.
You would be surprised. I have heard, and not that anything was going on, but I've borrowed my wife's car. She's got a car, and she got her Bluetooth connected in there. And so I'll say, like, all right, well, I'm going to run up the road and get, you know, milk or whatever at the grocery store, beer or something. So I'll get in the car, and maybe her phone rings while she's in the house.
Oh, and it still pipes through the car.
But it still comes through the car. And even if I'm listening to the radio, it's like, are you there? You know, whoever it is. And then they have to start the conversation. And then, you know, like, I'll slowly back out. And then by the time I get, I don't know, maybe 20 feet away from my house, 30 feet away from my house, this technology goes away. But I've also pulled in to the same situation. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be hearing this.
Right.
And this is a private conversation. I don't even care. But at the same point in time, that's what Bluetooth does. When you get close to the phone itself, and if the car
so
is
you
near
hear the conversation.
You
if
hear
she
the
picks
conversation.
Up.
It, well, no, I mean, you, wherever the conversation is, when you pull in, that Bluetooth will project it through the speakers of the car as if she was in the car and not upstairs.
So it wasn't like, I think he'll be gone for at least 10 minutes. Just give it to me.
Oh, look, man.
You got to watch out for Wi-Fi, too, man.
Yeah, I had
like if you're, like, let's just say your wife, for some reason, had been spending time at Miles's house, and you were like, you've been hanging out at Miles's? And she's like, no, of course not. And then when you go over there, her Wi-Fi connects automatically.
Right. Sync.
Oh, no. Oh, look, I have one. This is technology dated, all right? This is completely technology dated, but it happened at the time. And I want to say this is probably in the late 90s. And I knew this couple. I did not know them real well, but I knew them. We had associated at a party or something, and they were kind of friends of friends. But anyway, so the guy, he got his wife pregnant, and they have a little baby, and they're in a townhome.
Uh-huh.
And so they have the baby monitors like everybody else. You know what I mean? You got to have the little walkie-talkie up there and all that stuff. Well, he is actually having an affair with the next-door neighbor. Then they go walk the dog together, quote unquote. Uh-huh. They go walk the dog, and they go into the woods, and they walk the dogs, and that's
walk the dog.
That's what they've been doing, right?
Okay. Walk the dog right in your butt.
Yeah, but I guess
in the woods
something happened here, and I can't remember what it was. I believe that she called him, and she called him on her home phone, and her uh-huh. home phone at the time was a home phone. It wasn't a cell phone.
Landline, all right.
And it was a cordless phone. And so it worked, for whatever reason, on the same frequency as this baby monitor next door. So when she called that guy's husband, his wife could hear the entire conversation on one side only, not her husband's side,
but
on one side only through the handheld that she was using, but she used his name twice. And she was asking about walking the dogs and specifically all these things and when they were going
to
get together.
The dog tonight.
So in the meantime, as this new mom is breastfeeding her kid or whatever in the nursery, she hears all this stuff going on.
End of marriage.
Basically,
damn.
It was that quick, man. But it was just like
over the baby monitor.
Baby mm-hmm. monitor and a landline cordless phone. Those were the things that combined to ruin that.
And it's the next door neighbor.
It was the next door
damn.
Neighbor. I know. Yeah, look, man.
How long did they walk the dogs, man?
But of course, me at the time, whenever I found out who it was and what was going on, I was like, I kind of figured with that guy. You know, you just kind of
did. You kind of know,
actually, like, yes. Yeah. I mean, this would not shock you. I mean, there's people that would definitely shock you if you found something like that out.
Sure, other guys are like, yeah.
This was not a surprise, but it was still amazing.
Yeah, and I'm not telling anybody to cheat on their wives. Like. The lady next door. It just seems high risk.
Well, which means that, look, no matter what happens,
especially with baby monitors,
you still, and they both owned a place, you still live next door to this other person.
Right.
I mean, one of you is getting a townhome, right? Is she going to get it and just live beside the old girlfriend for a while?
That would be awkward.
That's the problem there. You better have a good selling market.
Damn, every night walking the dogs.
Yeah. And even if he got back together with his wife, every time he took the dog for a walk.
Oh, yeah.
I believe actually that she forgave him for that.
What about the neighbor?
I don't know. I would love to know the rest of that story.
I wonder how many other women you sleep with.
If you forgive that dude, that's fine. You got to move, though.
Oh,
what happened when technology did someone dirty? 844-999-OLA. Hold the line. More your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Still come, Rock Castle, Drug and Charge, coming in to sit and spin today 10 songs that are surprisingly not about sex. Our question, what happened when technology did someone dirty? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola. Hola.
So, one time my wife and I had this back massager that was kind of shaped like a dog leg, and it had an attachment on the front. You could put hot stones on there.
All right.
So this puppy plugged into the wall, vibrated really good. So I thought, why not use this during sex? So I was standing and had her off the side of the bed, and she had that down on her.
We figured. Yeah, right.
And we got wet enough where the attachment for the hot stones, there was an attachment on there, but it got wet enough to cause some conductivity. And shocked at the base.
Oh, that's, yeah. That's.
Did you shock her in a good place, man?
I shocked myself.
At that point in time, you turn it on your own. Okay.
All yeah, right. Yeah. So I threw that thing in the garbage and locked it off and got mm-hmm. back to business.
It's like giving yourself your own, what did they call that? What was that? Those little pad things. Remember that? The stem stuff? What was that stuff?
Oh, called? Yeah. What were those called?
It was like sports or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, just like the stem machine.
Boy,
stem
machine.
Stems.
Yeah, you said it was shaped like a dog leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't bother you a little bit when you introduced, I mean.
Well, it didn't look like one, just for shape purposes.
Okay. Right.
Just a description of anything sexual. Yeah, when you get into like, dog leg, just seems a little bit strange. Like, let's get to one like a dog leg.
Yeah, that's what I'm not bringing to the bedroom. Yeah,
exactly. I'm picturing that giant one with like the two little like thumping things on it.
No.
Oh, yeah.
If one looked and tasted like a lamb shank, I'm all in.
I'd do it.
I'm in. You know what I mean? No problem. What happened when technology did someone dirty? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brad. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, I could go with the easy. I bought a plane ticket and I got charged twice, or the classic ordered food from Uber and it was delivered somewhere else. But this is actually pretty mortifying what happened to me. I had gotten my daughter a phone. She was 8 at the time, this last year, and I had taken her to my mom's for spring break to let her spend some time with grandma, right? So before I left, she was wanting, at the time, I think that game came out, Pokemon, and you go find them or whatever. Oh, yeah.
Pokemon Go, I think it was called.
Yeah, yeah. So I caved, and I said, okay, we'll put it on your phone, and when you're at grandma's, you can run around the house, you know, chase Pokemon. And she downloads the app, and it says, oh, we need an email address. And something in my head said this is a bad idea, but I did it anyways. I went ahead and put my email on there and hooked it up thinking, okay, you're good to go. And I took off for the week back over to Seattle. When I went back and got her, came home with her, my wife had looked at her phone. And apparently what happened is when I entered my email address, it downloaded my browsing history onto her phone.
What kinds of things did Daddy's little girl learn about Daddy?
Good God, man. It was absolutely horrific.
And did she find that stuff?
Really, really. Go ahead, sorry.
Did she find it? I mean, it's one thing to download your browser history, but you have to go to the browser.
Sure.
You have to go to history. You have to see what has been downloaded before. Do you think she's tech savvy enough to do all that?
Oh, unfortunately, she was beyond that. She had the ability to screenshot. So I actually had, it was terrible. I actually saw what she was looking at.
Okay. And
how bad was it, man? I mean, like, do you need an explanation?
It was as graphic as you could imagine.
So who was more mad? Was your wife mad at what you were looking at, or was your daughter? I mean, obviously she can't look you in the eye now.
This is how it played out. I immediately, the wife was just horrified. Well, how did this happen? And I knew right away, based on the site that was available there, I could see what she was looking at. I was like, oh man, that's me, that's my bad, oh God. And I told her what happened. No one was mad. We didn't know how to go about explaining any of this. That's not the conversation we were ready to have.
Well, did your daughter ask anything about it?
Well, I let my wife handle it just because I just was so bugged by it. I didn't know how to say or talk or didn't know how to do anything. And so, the wife handled it basically. Well, no, we're not mad. It's no big deal. And she kind of went,
your daddy's a pervert.
Yeah, kind of, pretty much. Yeah, that's how it played out.
You know
out.
What the beauty is, man? Like 20 years from now, she's still going to tell that story.
Oh, yeah. So we haven't had the conversation. That's the day I'm waiting for.
Well, and then she'll understand what is actually going on. Like, when it clicks
into
what
she's still going to be, she's going to be more mortified than you.
Yeah, probably.
When she turns like 16 and it really clicks at what it is, like, I don't care who you are. Picturing your parents doing anything sexual is just hideous for anybody, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to be devastated. But good work, man.
What happened?
And outside of, like, if you're having a beer with somebody, you might, like, kind of joke around about what kind of, but, like, you really don't want to know what any kind of porn anybody's watching.
No, you do not.
But my parents, least of all.
Sure. What happened when technology did someone dirty? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Yeah, hola, amigos.
Hola.
So I have a technological terror story involving smartphones. And I have a buddy who got his first smartphone, and he was constantly pocket dialing me. And I just told him, I said, you know, here's what's going on. Stop it. You know, figure out how to not do this. And so he would do open mic comedy down in Pioneer Square. And he was horrible, by the way. His nickname should have been The Bomb, because every time I saw him, he just bombed. And I think karma got him for all the bombs that he forced people to see, because on the way home one night, he picks up a prostitute.
Oh, God.
And what happens? He pocket dials, not me, because that would have been easy. That would have been the easy way out. He pocket dials his pregnant wife.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes. And, well,
you know, I can only imagine what she heard, but it was enough to put him in the doghouse for at least a year on about a 2-foot-long chain. And they're still married, which is cool because they have two beautiful kids, and they're kind of religious. They're
No, he's not.
Yeah.
I mean, people say a lot of things, man, but they're not. I mean, like, come on. Yeah.
So there was some serious, serious forgiveness on his wife's part, but anyway.
I'm a big pocket dialer. I'll leave like 2 minutes of just absolutely nothing on someone's voicemail.
But at least you're not with a prostitute.
While I'm on the bus. Yeah, so thank God it doesn't happen then. You know,
yeah.
I've been lucky so far. But
I feel like nowadays I get less pocket dials and more just people forget to hang up.
Yeah, on occasion.
Okay.
Like, hang up, man. Hang up your damn phone.
Right. My thing is, and it's not that it does me dirty, but especially during the holiday season or whatever. And look, I love my family. My family.
You're about to buy it in the rest.
They're wonderful people.
And, if you have to start with that, you're about to say something awful.
And I have two beautiful nieces. They're beautiful kids. They do well in school. They're really good kids.
But.
Well, okay. Let's just say any holiday. Let's say it's Halloween. All right. Now they'll send out a picture, and it has both of my beautiful nieces.
Mm-hmm.
Now my brother's wife has like 5 brothers and sisters. They come from a huge family.
Yeah.
By the time that this text hits, there are 27 people on this text.
Right.
Chain.
Somebody gets sucked into this.
So 27 responses and responses to responses later. My phone is a nightmare, and I'm going through 2 hours of hell where every time I look down, I see a number I don't know. I see a comment that I know what it's about.
Sure.
But this stop, I can't get it to stop, and it lasts for like 2 hours. So I normally check my phone, but it kind of beeps or whatever when I get a message. So I have to turn off the ringer. If anybody calls me, I'm not going to listen to it because I'm in the middle of family hell at this very moment. Like, why was I included with 27 other people in a conversation?
But why
27
people
can't talk to each other?
And then they start trying to get clever, right? And it descends into just nonsense.
I just want to say, like, can I get an out here? Is there any way for me to opt out without them knowing? Is there like an opt-out silent thing?
Is there?
I don't think so, because if there was, I would find it.
I would do it.
You can do it on Facebook. I'd have to imagine there's some way to get out of it.
But this is a text option on my particular phone, so I don't know if you can on my phone.
I have two aunts that apparently any conversation they have, they want all of us to know.
Mm.
And it's like they're talking to each other. The conversation's about them. But they send it basically to every contact they have. So same thing where I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I certainly don't care. I don't know what goes on, but then everyone starts jumping in, and people start getting witty.
Well,
my sister, she screwed up and forgot she had my brother and sister-in-law on the group text. So then she texted a friend of our family's and was like, oh, man, Amy was such a bitch last night.
Oh, God.
Blah, blah, blah. So my brother wakes up to just all this trash talk about his wife.
He's like, thanks. What happened when technology did someone dirty? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, so, like I'm short and sweet, I'm just going to tell you the story straight up. My grandma's having some troubles with her iPhone to download apps, and so I just logged her in on my iTunes account, and I didn't realize that that updates the photo stream and puts it on her phone.
Oh, no.
So she saw a picture of my boys gently caressing my brother's forehead.
I'm assuming your brother was passed out.
Oh, he was passed out, hammered with the shoes on. So, I mean, the reason behind this is my brother, he was the guy. You know, he's hawking people with their shoes on passed out. And he's dropping balls on them every time. And so this picture represents more than just what it seems. This was salvation for everyone.
This is for everybody.
This is for all of us.
Yeah, for everyone who had testicles grazed upon their foreheads. I was Braveheart. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Braveheart.
And yes, we know what you mean.
The Braveheart.
So the reason why I know my grandma saw the picture, though, is because she was commenting on, like, pictures that were, like, previous to that. And this was a long time ago. I took the picture, but it was recently, like, brought up on a, you know, like, an app that's like, oh, this day, this happened type deal. And so I, like, resaved it on my phone and sent it to my brother, like, F you, you know, LOL. And. Yeah, so it was like one of the first pictures on that photo stream. She saw it. She never mentioned it. We never talked about it.
I mean, what is she going to say? Mm-hmm. Did you put your testicles on your brother's head? I mean, there's...
you know, like I kind of want to clear it up and tell her about the salvation for all.
I think she figured it out on her
she
own.
She probably knew.
It's a dead giveaway, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of reasons why one brother drops his testicles on another one.
Yeah, normally you're closer to your grandmother than most people. They're understanding. Grandmas give you a pass.
They get it. They get it.
I don't know that they give you a pass. They just don't want to deal with it.
No.
Isn't it? Like, if it's your own parent, they got to kind of have to.
Not their problem anymore.
Sure. Yeah, grandparents, they don't care.
What happened when technology did someone dirty? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Wyatt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. When did technology do you dirty?
So I went to my best friend had just...
Hang on. Why? Good Lord.
Once again, men's room colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
All right, Wyatt, so you broke up with this girlfriend of 6 months who treated him poorly.
Yes, like she treated him very poorly.
Okay.
So we're out at a restaurant, and I took him there because he was just feeling down. And I saw him texting the whole time, like, you better not be texting her because, you know.
Yeah, we know.
Get back with her, right? And he goes to the bathroom halfway through, right before we get our food, and he leaves his phone on the table. And he didn't have a lock on it, so I go through, I'm making sure he's not texting her. And I click on his, like, open apps, and he had his, like, web browser open. And he didn't say what was there. He comes over, goes, after the bathroom, he goes, what are you doing? And tried taking the phone from me, he clicked on it.
And he's gone.
Good Lord. No.
Come on, man.
What do you think it was?
I'm saying maybe he was texting this dude's girlfriend?
Maybe.
No. I don't know. Web browser, though. Porn.
All right, why? Well,
Yeah.
I mean, right when he's getting to it, of course, the phone dies.
Maybe the ex was in porn.
Never leave your phone on the table with people you don't trust. I mean, look, if you left your phone on the table, I'm not going to go through your phone.
That's what I'm saying.
I would drink your beer.
I wouldn't expect my friends to, like, go through my phone.
See, I wouldn't go through your phone. What I'd do, I'd open your camera and take a picture of my D.
Yeah.
For sure. And not tell you. Just put the phone back. I know. You're like, well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I expect that out of you. That doesn't make it okay.
Who is this?
It doesn't make it okay, but it's less offensive. Because it's me.
Right.
And you know I'm going to do that. It's like if Miles drinks your beer, it's less offensive.
The problem is, if you took a D-pic on my phone, I would start sending it out. Like, girls would be so confused.
What happened when technology made someone dirty? 844-999-OLA.
Huge in black.
You mean even more impressed?
Mm-hmm. More impressed, what I meant that.
Wanted to send you black and white.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so I had to go into the trailer at work, and my boss was in there, and I go in. I'm hearing some, you know, mighty fishy adult sounds going on, and all of a sudden he notices me, and he, like, immediately shuts off his computer and closes it, but the sounds keep on going. Like, they don't stop. So he's lifting the computer and trying to turn it back off, on, off. He's like, man, this thing must have a virus or something. I'm like,
yeah, an STD.
Yeah, it sounds like it's got a porn virus.
Right.
I'm just like, dude, what's going on? He's like, I don't know. And he just grabs his computer and heads right out the door. It's like 9 in the morning. Didn't see him for the rest of the day.
I mean, he can't do that at home.
The rest of the day.
You know what I mean? Like,
can't
you get up early and just take care of business before you get to work?
I mean, not at work, exactly. Man.
Yeah. No, I told you, man. I was working a morning, and a morning show. The general area that we had, where you could, where there were computers that the guys on the air could use, it was the same one. And it was that way for a couple stations. Worked beside a gospel station, Heaven 600, the heartbeat of gospel. And I get in there in the morning, and the overnight guy, I knew he was using my computer. You know, because I could tell, like, the way the chair was turned, everything else. And I knew what he was doing in there because he was the guy that would walk in with a stack of porn. So I walk in there one day, and my computer's just frozen, and nothing's happening. You know what I mean? And I'm like, all right, what's the deal? So I turn on the monitor, I turn off the monitor, and nothing's happening. It's not showing anything. And finally, when it pops up, I see, like, at this point in time, And I know you guys remember this time where if you opened up one window that had a pop-up,
8,000 things popped 8, up.
8,000 things are going to pop up beside it. So now
it's tough days. Tough days.
800 God, that windows was a bad time.
We made it through, though, fellas.
And the one that I...
X out.
But there was one theme that kept coming up. And it was everything from bigblackbitches.com.
Yeah.
And it was just butts and butts and butts and butts. And it was all butt shots. You know what I mean?
I mean, did you say anything like, hey, man?
Well, the thing was that he fried that computer. So that was part of the problem was that the computer got fried. So obviously this is my desk. When the IT people come back to me, they say, hey, what is all this? And I said, okay, all right, look, man. Do you think I'm up all... And like, it's time stamped when this thing frozen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the computer is frozen. Nothing is working. It's like 1:20. Like, it's frozen in time. You know, I'm like, do you think I was in here at 1:20 in the
looking
middle
at
night,
big black
looking
bitches.
At bigblackbutts.com?
Because I was.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a talking to this guy, and then it wasn't too long after that another coworker caught him masturbating on the overnight.
Oh.
So that was the end of that. So, yeah, God will smile on you once, but if you do two infractions, apparently, you are out of the gospel station.
Yeah, we had a guy, Nate. Remember Nate, Ted?
Of course.
All he said was, all righty, but they busted him on porn. And they sit there doing overnight and just, you know, waxing the carrot, man, all night. So they're like, hey, Nate, you got to stop masturbating overnight because people have to share the studio. And his response, all righty. I'm not kidding you.
Came man. In every day with a black bag.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Full of porn.
What happened when technology did someone dirty? 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Ola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
All right. Stay tuned. A drug of charge coming in. Ryan Castle. We will sit and spin today 10 songs that are surprisingly not about sex. Whether that is the title of the song or lyrics within the song, these songs, although they sound like they might be or could potentially be about sex, are in fact not. And in no way, shape, or form were they ever meant to be about sex. But if you listen closely to the lyrics, you might hear something that would make you believe that there is sex involved. And I will just say this, and Ryan Castle is very hip to this as well, but if you are a fan of football and you enjoy watching a broadcast, you will find that oftentimes the announcers will say sexual things that aren't about that aren't necessarily sexual. The terms being used during the football games themselves, they could be construed as sexual if you did not understand the context of how they were saying these terms.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that, but in musical form today.
Just think about the way you talk about athletes. Like, what if I was just like a guy walking down the street and I was like, he is such a physical specimen.
Yeah, of course.
Like, he looks like what a man should. He's got a six pack. Like, right, like.
Hard around the end.
Right, like outside of sports, amazing you never speed. Use those terms to describe
it.
Typically,
you would not.
Sack master.
What happened when technology did someone dirty? That is
the sack master.
Yeah, man. He's the sack king.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's
very it's few. Only 4 inches to go. You can make it.
Come on, sack master.
Stuff it in.
What happened when technology did someone dirty? That's our question. 844-999-OLA.
Three sacks in one game.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy's always going after the sack. Hello, Chelsea. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, this is kind of a bad story about myself, but I'm going to admit it.
Okay.
I was dating a guy about 5 years ago. And I started cheating on him with his best friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So the best friend came over one night and we had some beers, drank a little bit. He drank too much to leave, so he stayed the night and was sleeping on the couch the next morning. I have a son. At the time, he was 8 months old. So he wasn't even walking yet. However, my son managed to go up to the best friend while he was still sleeping, get into his pocket, pull out his cell phone and open some text messages from me and handed the phone directly to my boyfriend with all of the proof of me cheating.
That's amazing.
So,
that 8-year-old kid, he's like, I know what's up, man. I can't talk, but take a look at this, Dad.
My kid called me out, man, and my boyfriend, like, he brought all the information to me, like, 2 weeks later, said that he forgave me and he just wanted to move on from it all, but clearly I wasn't invested into the relationship. So
you don't say.
Right
you
now.
Don't
yeah.
say.
And whatever happened to the friend there? How long did you hang out with him?
Honestly, like, he tried to get into a relationship with me after that, and I felt so bad about all of it that I stopped talking to both of them.
Okay, and you moved on, I guess.
Yes, I'm happily married now.
Oh, okay. All right.
How old is your kid now?
He's almost 6.
Okay.
And do you have any other children?
Nope.
And do you somewhat, in a weird way, thank him for this? Like, you know, like as time goes on, obviously you were in a situation that you admitted you're not proud of and all that. But is it all shook out? You know, I mean, are you kind of glad that happened?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the truth always comes out one way or another. I was the bad guy in the situation, but it ended everything quicker. And I feel like hearts could have been broken a lot more if everything had gone on. So, and I'm happy now. I have a really wonderful husband. So,
and you're a heartbreaker. For this. Yeah, no, it's tough being a heartbreaker.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
I wouldn't either. If I ever told someone, it was probably not a good idea that we dated anymore. They'd be like, thank God I was married to save myself. Jesus, you saved me.
I'm glad I said you go first.
That's like the way she was like, well, in the end, it did work out. Like, yeah.
All right.
For you?
What about that dude and his buddy?
You still hanging out anymore?
I like the Chief Fesses up, though. No. I was the bad one here.
Yeah,
banging his best friend. Okay.
What happened when technology did someone dirty? 844-999-OLA.
Just grinding his ass.
The term best friend used loosely there.
And also the best friend, maybe not the best friend.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, if that's your best friend, boy, oh boy, I'd hate to see what your enemies are like. Stay tuned, Ryan Castle coming in the Drunk and Charge into Sit and Spin. We've got 10 songs that are surprisingly not about sex. And more of calls on our question, what happened when technology did someone dirty? 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.